We're recommending that students and scholars who might be affected defer travel at this point because of the uncertainties, and we know several of them are doing that. We don't really know what's going to happen if they try to travel, and so we're recommending that they hold tight until it becomes more clear.
Now, are there any contacts that you have at the State Department that you're working with to try and get some more information about all this?
Well, we're doing what everybody else is doing. We're monitoring information that's coming out of the White House, out of the State Department. No, we don't have any particular contacts. We're looking at all of the communication that's happening every hour, if you will. And we're also looking at particular cases. We're in constant consultation with other universities. We're also connected with the APLU and the AAU and other national organizations that represent higher ed. So I would say we're all monitoring carefully together and trying to understand what the executive order actually means in terms of practical consequences for individuals from these countries.
Yeah, once you're able to kind of get a better handle on this, is there a next step for the university in terms of, advocating for any particular policy on immigration? Obviously, for the University of Illinois, international students and faculty are such a big part of the university. Is there any particular position on this that you could see the university advocating for?
Well, of course, we want the United States to be safe. That's important to all of us. I think we also want very open doors, assuming a good amount of safety. And so for us, we cannot really fulfill our mission to be a globally engaged set of institutions without open door policies. We need the exchange. We need international students and faculty and visiting scholars to come here, and we need to be able to send our students to other countries to learn and to engage in scholarship. So it's critical for us to have the kind of vibrant environment that we have that welcomes people from all backgrounds here. And these kinds of executive orders definitely threaten that, because people just don't know really anymore what they mean and what the implications will be of these orders. So, we're hoping that this will be reconsidered as quickly as possible. We're advocating that it be reconsidered in light of all of the different individuals who are impacted, and we're working with these national organizations to advocate on behalf of our faculty, students, and visiting scholars and staff.
And can you at least give us maybe a general idea of the process that, that international students, have to go through to get a visa to study here in the United States?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of screening involved, and that's an important part of how students apply. And the same thing for visiting scholars and anybody who wants a green card or a visa. There's already a lot of screening involved, and so we would continue to support that. And we believe it's been working well. So we're not quite sure, why this change is needed. And we do, we do welcome a lot of students and faculty and scholars from different countries, including the ones on this list.